wanting to know more about you, your mission, and what you're wanting to achieve by making people become a radiant warrior within themselves.
Okay, so many years ago, I started to teach about infinite Tai Chi. It is the energy work, and also, graceful spiritual movement, and then we term it infinite Tai Chi. And then what we found, after many years of teachings and retreat setting, I actually found, the most important things, which is we human beings have to are concerned, as I always pointed out, three major areas down on earth. One is our health, because we have a physical existence. And then the other aspect, it is, our relationship with ourselves, as well as our relationship with the cosmos or with God, whatever you like to call that. And then the other aspect, it is I always find, people have some difficulties or issues with career or money matter, three major issues down on earth. And then I also find, something very, very significant, very important. Everybody vibrating in a certain way. And then vibration actually is very important. So, some people seemingly worry, anxious, depressed all the time, and some people feeling frustrating and feeling trapped and imprisoned, some of the time and so forth. And then I realized, when you can raise the vibration on the chi level, physical as well as the chi level, chi is a prana, universal life force, which is surrounding all living things. And then when we raise the vibration, I actually find anger melting away. Depression cannot be. And also, as you raise the vibration, we call it on the mountaintop. So very much like the sunshine shining on you. And then every single cell of the physical existence and its being, bathed by the warm, radiant sunlight. Thus, the radiant is, it comes from. And then enables, the climb on the mountaintop is a metaphor. That is the vibrational expansion. And then you can actually hold the universal life force, shining brightly. However, at the same time, one part of you is still down on earth. And then while you live down on earth for some time, you notice, there's a fear factor in it. There's a competition aspect in it. Our relationship is never so-called perfect. And then there's a lot of different confusion and conflict in our human existence. The warrior spirit is learn and train and develop to cut through it. So warrior seems very masculine, the word. So thus, we also apply another word, you looked for the feminine aspect. We call the princess. So that means radiant warrior, not only for the warrior spirit, and also for the princess spirit as well. So thus is a radiant warrior. While you're on the mountaintop, so you can expand, and also you can have the horizon. You can see the horizon as well as you can actually go beyond. So when we talk about spirituality or enlightenment, actually is a non-dualistic state of existence. And then we can all get there. However, so we also have to be aware that, we are still a part of us, still down on earth. There must be a purpose and meaning as well as a vision down on earth. The radiant warrior spirit is to bring the light down on earth, not only to help oneself to transform one's life, but help the fellow human being, to transform their lives, to raise the vibration and expansion of consciousness. Here you are, Angela.
That's wonderful, thank you. But even as you were speaking with that picture of the top of the mountain and the sunshine, and I was just like, I was out there. It was wonderful.